Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Mark Hollis. He's the athletic director at Michigan State University. Mark, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I guess my next call has to be to Kevin Reagan.
Yeah, indeed it does. One of these days, I want to hear you say, you know what, Tony, we got nothing going on. I got nothing special going on. We got great athletics here, but no new ideas. I'm dry. I'm all out.
Well, I don't think you're going to get that, but we're just trying to be part of this great university, and I think there's great things happening all over the place. And in athletics, we try to be innovative and creative.
Well, I mentioned that in seeing the activity that you're going to have at Jenison. It took me back to when I was a kid, and I came up with some friends, and we peeked in Jenison Fieldhouse, and I'll never forget this. I sat up in the bleachers, and Judd Heathcote was working with Magic Johnson, and they were working on shots inside the paint, and it was just one-on-one instruction, and not that many people were around. And that was my indoctrination into Jenison Fieldhouse. So it's pretty cool that you've found a way to kind of do something cool and almost enlighten us about history. Tell us about the program you have planned.
It really is, and I think your story and mine are probably very similar in that my dad brought me up here for a game, and Magic was playing, Gregory was playing, and of course that opened my eyes, and I would argue made it possible for me to have the desire and ambition to come to Michigan State University. With that, you know, 5 years as a manager for Judd Heathcote, I did sneak in and watch the Commodores concert here in 1981. So that's going to play a role in this. But what we're looking at is 50 years ago, segregation in college sports existed and was very strong. And there was a game that was played here that broke that down, that has been described as the game of change. It's a game where a team out of Mississippi State, against the governor's orders, against the state police orders, left the state of Mississippi in order to play an all-black team from Loyola that went on to win that national championship. The NCAA tournament game was played right here in Jenison Fieldhouse, and it played a very big part in history as a physical building. And a lot of folks that still are right here in East Lansing went to that game. They remember it. They remember the history of it. And, you know, 50 years ago is not that long ago. And it's something for us, I think, to recall, to remember, and perhaps make things even better than they are today. Things aren't perfect, and you know, how can we make this a better world tomorrow? And as we were going through our history, of course, we were looking to play one of those two teams, possibly bring them both in, and for a variety of reasons, those fell through, and the event in Jenison was about ready to pass by and not happen this year. And with the inspiration of a movie called Red Tails, we thought of Tuskegee. And there's a lot of Tuskegee history in the city of Detroit. The National Museum is located there. A lot of the airmen trained at Selfridge Air Force Base down in Macomb County. So we took that piece of history and blended it together and reached out. And their coach, before we could even get half a sentence out, KP, our basketball ops guy, calls down there and very, very enthusiastic about being part of that history. Along with that, we've invited a pretty good number of the original Tuskegee Airmen back to be part of the event. We added to that a band that originated at Tuskegee University, which is the Commodores. And they'll be playing as part of the pregame, and then we blanket that evening, that Saturday, with a reunion game on Friday night and a women's game on Sunday, and we think it's going to be one heck of a weekend in Jenison Fieldhouse.
Mark, I can hear it as much as I had seen them play probably 10 times. She's a brick, so that's going to draw a lot of folks.
All right. Hopefully there won't be too many bricks. But, you know, I think the ticket, the concert was October 1st, 1981, and I know what door I snuck into as a manager, and I'm going to make myself whole. I'm going to pay him the $9.50 ticket price.
Mark, how did you find out about the history of that NCAA title or that NCAA game?
Well, I think the NCAA did a great job celebrating that during the 2009 Final Four down in Detroit and invited both teams back. There's been a book and a movie that's been out about the game, about the event. And the athletic director at Loyola is a friend. She used to be down at Indiana. And we had some conversations about it. And they're actually going to play Mississippi State and Chicago on the same day. So that December 15th day is going to be a very significant day. The week prior, the Saturday prior, Michigan State will host Loyola over at Breslin. And on that day, we're going to put a commemorative marker outside of Jenison that that talks about the history. Because I don't think a lot of people in mid-Michigan are really aware of the significance. And as you go through the history of Michigan State with Gideon Smith, with Willie Thrower, with Duffy Doherty and the teams that he brought in, Michigan State has been time and time again an open door for diversity, for creating a climate that's positive. And you know, while we've had some bumps in the roads, most of the time it's been a very positive, very open, very inclusive campus, and that's something that should be celebrated.
And Jenison only seats so many people, so what you're going to do is try to get access to the many different events going on that weekend to as many people as possible. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a great point, Tony. There's, you know, it's, we're looking at Fire Marshal and Greg and the folks. You know, times are different than they used to be. The bleacher system is much smaller, so we're targeting about a 5,000 capacity venue. And you know, I and many others realize when I was here it was 10,004. I think they've had as many as 15,000 plus in the venue. But we're going to keep it safe. We're going to keep it where we can manage it. You know, turning the facility around that has not been used for basketball for many decades is going to be a challenge. So there'll be three ticketed events, an opportunity to come in and see basketball. They're not going to be packaged. Obviously, the season ticket holder won't have a guaranteed seat in Jenison. We're still working through the process of who will be included in the ticket promotion. It's, you know, it's going to be a very, very hot ticket. We understand that, but we want to make sure it's distributed in a very fair process. There will be a donor component to it, but it will not be an exclusive donor component. So we're going to try and get, you know, as many folks in as we can and go through a process that has yet to be determined.
Mark, I wanted to just get your thoughts on what happened at LSU with Tyrann Mathews. Here's a kid who might have won the Heisman Trophy, who might have been an early first-round draft pick, and because of his indiscretions, especially with marijuana, he's been kicked off the team and out of school. How do you handle a situation like that?
Well, it's hard for me to speak to that specific situation because you never know all of the factors that go into decisions like that. I mean, we've heard what we heard, but it's very difficult for somebody outside to really understand what goes in. I think speaking generally, we tend to live in a world of entitlement. We tend to live in a world where there's no fear. There's privilege that occurs before responsibility, and I think those are things that we need to keep educating, we need to keep changing. And you know, we've seen cases around here at Michigan State, we've seen cases at virtually every campus across the country, and I think in society as well. It's you know, when folks make choices, they have repercussions, and we have to make sure that that we stand up and make people accountable, responsible, whether they're college students that are partaking in extracurricular activities for whatever reason, or adults. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is we've seen too many examples of that. It's, you keep going back to Kirk Cousins' speech, and you hear it's a privilege. You hear there's responsibility associated with it. It's not something that you know, should be taken lightly in any means. It goes back to the old saying, to much who is given, much is, I can't remember the phrase, but there's much responsibility for those that have the privilege of receiving a college scholarship and been able to compete at the highest level.
All right, we've got two more questions for Mark Hollis, who's the athletic director at Michigan State University, on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Mark, tell fans what they're going to see when they come into Spartan Stadium, especially in regards to video and audio.
It's unbelievable. It's breathtaking when you walk in that stadium, particularly at night. And they're putting the finishing touches on it right now. But I've seen pictures. I've had pictures emailed to me, and then I walked in the stadium, and pictures just do not do justice for the environment that creates. It's one of the top five largest video boards at the one end. I think we have somewhere around 135,000 square feet of video space, which is just astronomical. And it's going to be something that creates enjoyment for every seat in the stadium. You have angles to video boards that no matter where you're sitting, it's going to bring the game right to you, bring the entertainment right to you. And you know, our next big challenge as we go through the process is growing up with it. The folks that are programming it, the folks that are doing the video shots, converting everything to this widescreen, high-def angles. But we have great, great people here. It's just going to be a growing process to make the bells and whistles of this thing hit as we go along. But it's going to be around for a long time. The sound system, I think, is as much of an enhancement as the video component.
All right, final question for you. I think you're in a unique position when we talk about, I want to get your perspective on Penn State, because obviously you want to beat them. But when you talk about the brand of the Big Ten, that's something that all the athletic directors, all the presidents, all the schools are concerned about. So as you kind of look back and reflect, what has happened and where are we going to the future? I just wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, I think with any case that happens within the membership of your conference, there's pain that's felt by all the schools that are connected, because when you step back, you are part of a family, and the brand is associated with you, but also the family and the relationship is with you. So, you know, when one of us trips up, it's a bad thing. When one of us has a significant issue such as Penn State, it's something that is felt probably a little bit harder by those of us in the Big Ten than elsewhere. It's something that needs to be corrected, and we've had a number of bad stories within our conference here over the past couple years, and the commissioner is doing a very good job. The presidents, it has their attention, as it does our athletic directors. And that has to permeate throughout the entire staff of all of our schools. It's something that's not being taken, and not just the Penn State thing, but behavior in totality. It has to have the attention of everyone. The focus. We understand where we're at right now, and I think I think we're responding accordingly, but bad situation.
Well, Mark, thanks for the history lesson. I learned a lot today. It's also been nostalgic, as I was a lifeguard at Selfridge Air National Guard Base, so I know that base well, and you took me back to a pretty good memory of Magic Johnson and Judd Heathcote, so thanks a lot for that. I appreciate
Tony,
it.
Tony, that's what's great about this story, I think, is there's enough in it that it's going to connect to just about everybody, something about their past, about their history, and that may be the greatest thing that comes out of this weekend. So I appreciate you spreading the word.
Have a great day, Mark.
Thanks, Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.